You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. Thank you, lovely listener, for tuning in, pressing play and listening to The Football Hour again. Joined with me, as always, is Dom Betts. Dom, you alright?
I'm good.
Yeah? Yeah? Still enjoying football?
Just about.
There's now else in your life.
Yeah. What else am I going to do in life? Yeah. Get a girlfriend? Nah, never.
So, Dom, we're going to do one of them things again like we did with Diego Costa versus Sergio Aguero, but we're going to bring the quality down. It's going to be Daniel Sturridge versus Wayne Rooney.
I mean, for me, there's only one winner here.
Okay. Well, should we let the suspense run a bit? Please don't switch off after Dom just said that. Dom, can I ask the question? Who's having the worst season, Daniel Sturridge or Wayne Rooney?
I can't believe you have to ask the question. It's Daniel Sturridge.
Why?
Well, because he hasn't broken a goal scoring record for Manchester United. No. Does he have legs anymore? His legs just seem to have disappeared.
Who's Studge?
Yeah. Is he, like, paralysed from the legs down?
He's clearly got a big, big problem.
Compare his legs to the season when it was him, Suarez and Sterling. He doesn't understand how to run.
Do you think Klopp's management style is so progressive that he's taught Sturridge how to play football without using his legs?
He doesn't seem to run down the channels like he used to. He doesn't seem to be running in behind. I don't understand. He just doesn't seem to want to run.
I tweeted from the Football Hour. If you're listening to this right now, go and follow us. It's at the Football Hour. I tweeted when Liverpool were playing the second leg in the League Cup against Southampton. I tweeted, not only does Daniel Sturridge look like he hates football, his body language looks like he hates his life. How could this possibly be?
I don't know, because 2 or 3 years ago we said he was, on his day, the best English striker.
I wasn't doing this podcast 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, but that season when Liverpool bottled the title.
Yeah. Just in case you don't know, that was my favourite team ever in the Premier League.
Well, even with Leeds, when they reached, like, the Champions League?
Well, apart from Leeds, they were my favourite team to watch. Liverpool.
Even more than the Invincibles?
Yeah. I've never, ever been more excited about watching games than I did Liverpool going for that title. Sturridge was a major part of that.
He was. Big praise was on Suarez, but Sturridge and Sterling were as key to that SAS as Suarez was.
Everyone talks about Suarez's work rate was the catalyst for Daniel Sturridge to run around because he saw Luis Suarez, one of the greatest players the Premier League's seen, doing so much work that Daniel Sturridge thought, well, if he's doing it, I've got to do it. Well, does Daniel Sturridge not watch Firmino? He does as much running than anybody, doesn't he?
Yeah, Firmino, his work rate's phenomenal.
How much better of a player is Firmino compared to Sturridge now? It's night and day, isn't it?
I mean, you can compare them, but I don't think you can. Not because of ability. I don't think they play at all in the same position.
Let's compare it in the sense of, if you're Jurgen Klopp, as we've seen with every team sheet, well, this season, predominantly.
Firmino.
He's the first name on the team sheet.
Obviously, Firmino, after Mane, obviously.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I've said this many times, it's about a system, not a player. A lot of people said, oh, pick Sturridge because he's done this, etc., etc., and you think he's this great player, but he doesn't suit the system. If he moved to, like, West Ham, let's say, right, he might bag 20, 30 goals in a season.
But it's only because he'd be West Ham's best player and they'd have to give him the ball constantly. And a team like that are fine. They would give Daniel Sturridge the ball. But a team like Liverpool, who is so dependent on, as you say, the system, not only does he not fit the system, he looks like he doesn't even fit the sport. He should be playing an individual sport. He just doesn't help his team at all. I think because he's an English player, we give him so much slack. Dom, I think it's about time we went really harsh on him. He's selfish.
He always has been, even when he was at City and Chelsea. Well, you knew that.
But Liverpool are doing so poor at the moment, and he is partly to blame. Dom, give him both barrels right now. What is he doing wrong?
Everything. Like, there's not one particular thing. Like, his ability used to be that you came on it because, you know, if you have a one-on-one chance, you want Sturridge on any of it. I wouldn't right now. I want James Milner on it right now.
Well, you saw that against Southampton. Everyone was saying when Sturridge was out the team, well, don't worry, if Sturridge comes on, he just has one chance and he scores it. Well, he had 3 clear chances and he missed them all. So if that is his greatest asset, is that his goal scorer, he's brutal in his finishing. Well, if he's not doing that, then for me, get out the team. And
I don't know why they don't sell him. You can get 20 mil for him easy.
Well, we're coming on to that, Dom. Let's move to, I don't know if you heard, but there's a guy called Wayne Rooney, and apparently he's Manchester United's greatest goal scorer. Firstly, do you think the achievement is absolutely incredible?
It is incredible.
It is incredible.
Did anyone ever think that Bobby Charlton's goal scoring record would ever be beaten? I don't think they did. Because there's no loyalty in football nowadays, as people say. And they wouldn't think someone would spend long enough time at a club to do this.
It would have been better if it was a win. We've said this about Wayne Rooney all along. It's leadership and quality. And I know he's not shown quality too much in the past season, but he's shown leadership. Every single comment I hear from a young England player or Zlatan, I love Wayne Rooney. Was that a good Zlatan name?
Yeah, he'll do a job.
Wayne Rooney is one of the world-class players. He showed it in that goal.
He's had to be at the top of his game, world-class buddy, from the age of 18.
Is he just running out of steam because he's played so many games?
Yeah, think about it. What other player has had to be a world-class player from the age of 18? Not even Messi had to do that. Not even Ronaldo had to do that. The old Ronaldo, he didn't have to do that. Zidane, did he have to do that? Wayne Rooney has had this world-class tag on him since he was 18. Since he moved to Man United.
Yeah, do you think Cristiano Ronaldo, he wasn't at Wayne Rooney's level when he was 18?
I haven't seen a player so good at the age of 18.
Right.
I don't think you will.
Okay.
It's not like he burnt too early. I don't think it was that. I think because he was so good at so young, people expected so much more of him. He never reached that.
Do you think that his unselfishness around his peak years, allowing Ronaldo to be Manchester United's number one player, was that the detriment to him and to England? Because he was moved around so much.
I don't necessarily think that's the reason why. I think a lot of the reason why people don't like him as such is his off-field demeanours, I guess you can call them. I think that has a big role to play in it.
To me, the reason I like Wayne Rooney is because his off-field demeanour.
He has someone with a bit of personality about him.
Yeah, he does.
Like, his Twitter account is gold.
We're not saying he's the smartest bloke in the world, because we're not, because he's thick. We're not being harsh there, Dom. He's thick, isn't he?
You're saying he'd be like Garbs. What would he do without football?
Exactly. But what he's given us is just a footballer where you've gone, yeah, I wish I could play football like that. You know, like a bully, hard in the tackle. This is what the podcast's about. We're comparing players. The reason Wayne Rooney's so much better than Sturridge is because clearly the passion for football that Wayne Rooney has.
Football is his life.
Football is his life. Yeah.
I know you can say that for all professional people, but football is Wayne Rooney's life. That's all he thinks about 24/7, except when he's in a hotel lobby at 5 in the morning.
And being at randomers' weddings is his life.
If you just touch that, right? The media complained about it. I think it was most likely the tabloids, right? Sorry, whoever's wedding that was, that made their best day of their life even better. The England captain turning up to your wedding.
If I ever get married to Ruth, my girlfriend, not yet, Ruth, promise, not yet. You're more than invited. Invite the whole England team, mate. Please. You'll probably be retired by then.
Yeah, invite anyone but Harry Kewell and it'll be fine.
Yeah, so Wayne, it'll probably be sort of like a low-key reception because we'll probably be moving into a new house around that time. So he's quite minted. So what shall I ask for as a wedding gift?
A house. An entire mansion.
Maybe that's what the groom and bride got. But Amy Rooney really wanted to go to that wedding. They didn't even want him there. You know when someone's pissed and like the bouncer's going, mate, you're not coming in.
My friend's inside.
My friend's inside. Wayne, you're not coming into our wedding. And the wife's gone, oi, shut up, Dave. Shut up, Dave. Wayne Rooney's on 300 grand a week. We could be quids in here. He's absolutely off his head. Hi, is that... Wayne? Yeah, sorry about the bouncer there. You're allowed to come in, but we pay off our mortgage. Can you do a Wayne Rooney impression?
I'm not very good at Scouse accents, you know, so...
Yeah, I don't mind.
That was more Steven Gerrard.
That was more Steven Gerrard. Anyway.
I just want to play football, you know. That's what the gaffer said. I just want to play football.
Just want to go to the wedding.
I'm sorry, but he's the greatest English player ever.
That's such a big statement.
It's not, though, really.
Okay.
He's the all-time Man United top goalscorer. He's England's all-time top goalscorer.
Yeah.
Hopefully he beats Peter Shilton's cap number, right?
Okay. I don't think he will.
Someone's what, 125, right?
Yeah, 100.
I'd love it for nothing less than Rooney to hold England's number one caps, England's number one goals, and United's number one goals.
Okay.
Just because it'd rile up so many journalists, and it'd be absolutely great.
I think what's going to happen, Dom, and we're doing it now, but I think as a footballing nation, in 10 years' time, we're going to look back and go, God, what a player we had. What a player we had. And we're going to think of the times, losing to Iceland, getting knocked out of the World Cup by Germany, losing 4-2, awful in South Africa. He's been easily the greatest England player for over a decade, and what he's had around him has just been absolute garbage. He's played with Heskey, he's played with Crouch, Defoe, he's played with David Nugent, for God's sake.
Bobby Zamora.
Kevin Davis. These are the type of players Wayne Rooney's had to deal with in squads for England. Messi, when he goes to Argentina.
Gonzalo Higuain.
Yeah.
Angel Di Maria.
Carlos Tevez.
He's at Esteban Cambiaso when he was coming through. Like, he's had great players around him. Like, the best player Wayne Rooney's played with was Steven Gerrard and Frank Lampard, who don't acknowledge each other when they play.
Yeah.
The best player he could have played with never got chosen in Paul Scholes. Because he's the best English midfielder I've seen in my life.
Okay, so Don Betts, Rooney's better than Sturridge. Alex Mearns, Don Betts is better.
Don Betts is better than Rooney, yeah, that's what we're talking about.
We need to stop this podcast, my God. Just to finish, well, sad note, it depends what your answer is. The start of next season, will Sturridge be at Liverpool?
If Klopp's still in charge, which obviously I presume he will be, no.
At the start of next season, will Wayne Rooney still be Manchester United captain? Will he still be at Manchester United?
I really want him to be, but I have a feeling he's not. Feeling he's going to do a Beckham and go to the MLS.
Why is that a bad thing?
It's not a bad thing, but I'd like to see him finish his career at Man United.
Okay, all right.
He won't be playing every week. We know that. We've seen that this season. But I think he still have a role to play.
I just think now he's beaten the record. He won the FA Cup under Van Gaal. So he has got every trophy in his trophy.
And if he wins Europa League this year...
He's got every single trophy. So he doesn't need to do any more for me.
If he was going to leave, it obviously would be the best time to go.
I just think go to Everton, mate. You've got enough money. He obviously loves Everton. He's a Scouser, mate. He's not a Manc. However much he's played for Manchester United, he's a Scouser.
Yeah, as I said, if he wants to leave Man United and go somewhere before the end of his career, the summer would be the best time to go.
Okay. Wayne, you might leave clubs, but you're not leaving my wedding. Wayne Rooney, you're formally invited to Alex Mearns and Ruth Moir's wedding. Reception? Or can he come to...
He can both, mate.
He can both. Thank you for listening. As I say, lovely listener. Will you go follow us at The Football Hour? We tweet a lot. We put content up there. We try and be social... Why can I not speak? Social media savvy. Please go and follow us. It's at The Football Hour. And just if you like the podcast, it doesn't cost you any money to follow us. And... all the podcasts will appear in your Twitter
feed. Yeah, if you could tell us where Sturridge's legs have gone, that would be great.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, please go follow The Football Hour. Go follow Don Betts as well. I'm just going to say bye. I love you. Thanks for listening. You're a legend.